whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered to numerous storms will continue. In fact, the rain chances even continue in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 74. Then tomorrow, we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous storms with locally heavy downpours. Be flexible. Have a plan B and watch out for lightning. The high temperature tomorrow in the upper 80s. Low tomorrow night, 74. And then on Monday, not much change. Still a generous supply of showers and storms. That continues Tuesday as well. Then relief later in the week. Get our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. It has current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Plus, push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
So if you look at the nation of Israel, and there's so much consternation, all the stuff with Iran is all over Israel,
okay?
Yep.
Even American foreign policy, the reason why they went into Iraq was Israel. $1 trillion spent, the collapse of the economy, it's all tied back to Israel, okay? And people say, well, why is Israel so important? Why was there a first Holocaust? Why is there planning to be a second? And it's really pretty simple. Think of it this way, is the creator of the universe made a people, a group of people, a mixed, if you call a mixed group of people, the ancient tribes of Israel, an object lesson to the world, a scapegoat in a sense, a way of explaining to people, if you try to follow the law, you'll get condemned and destroyed, okay? And what would happen is that the original books of the Bible spoke about a God you could not see, that was a creator that created you in his image, okay? And even if they didn't understand it, they tried to adhere to it. They kept every jot and tittle, right? And so the people of the book, which is what they used to be called, they weren't called the Jews or the Israelites, that they had to be wiped out because they would tell people, even if they went off and they went through a reformation or they learned from other religious groups, whether it's Buddhists or Hopi or Natives, they'd eventually start getting beyond religion. As I said in my talk in on the Granada Forum, 10,000 years from now, will there be anything called religion? Of course not. Won't exist because they'll have a full knowledge of the Creator God and what they are. Because we can't exist and transcend beyond our technology unless we do that. We won't survive.
Right, but people...
In other words, the two are mutually exclusive.
But to get back to what the role is of Israel...
The role of Israel is a timepiece. It's actually a detonator. It's a transformative event. It's like the ultimate, if you want to call it, death trap for civilization. So what's happened, for example, I've had on my show numerous times, Barry Chamish. A good example is the Nation of Israel arose, and the Holocaust is one of the greatest lies in modern history been about the Holocaust. Yes, they killed almost 7 million Jews. Yes, they killed probably a number of others up to maybe 23 million. But the real goal was not only a ritual sacrifice to the transdimensional demonic realm, right? But the real goal transcends that. It was to wipe out the idea of a creator God and that we're an incarnation of the creator. Because eventually, if the Reformation and all these other things were to continue to proceed since the breakup of the control of the Roman Catholic Church and then all the spin-offs and everybody trying to get into New Age and all the other religious things where there's a return to spirituality, the big move right now is not toward religion, it's toward spirituality. Whether they're coming from a Christian viewpoint, a Jewish viewpoint, a Buddhist viewpoint, and they're all starting to kind of compare notes and realizing even though they use different terms, they're starting to understand there's a commonality there.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Okay, but still, to steer you back, so Israel, the role of Israel at this time,
the role of Israel
on stage,
is,
what is exactly? Because
well, the role of Israel is to be a... Well, the role of Israel is primarily to act on the, if you want to call it the Luciferian serpentine side, is to act as a detonator for the final annihilation of mankind.
So, in
meaning
practical,
they're going to
they use it as a final yeah. fulcrum
attack
point.
Attack Iran and in return,
the threat of an attack will set in motion the peace treaty that'll partition the state of Israel. Well, just think of it this way logically: if you're from another world and you were to see a nation that's the size of a little tiny strip of land from anywhere from 10 to 16 miles long. The third nuclear power, probably the most advanced in terms of biological weapons on the planet, is the state of Israel. Right. They're number one.
Okay.
They have their own space-based imaging systems, ImageSat. They've got all kinds of weapons when they were kind of on the outs that they developed with the South Africans. They even a lot of time buy their own jets and just stack them right up. They have the number one air force on the planet in terms of rapid response and killing capacity. Number one, not number two or three. What happens when you divide that nation, have no boundary zone where they can protect themselves? The only thing they can do is pull a Samson option and hit the button. They have space-based platforms because Israel has them. Israel has space-based weapons platforms, imaging systems, terrible stuff. They can wipe out every city within 10,000 miles of them. They can just, bam, they're gone.
What is the plan?
The plan is it's all being set up because you see the leaders of Israel or satanic Luciferian. The entire state of Israel was set up, as Barry Chamish has said, so they could cleanse themselves of any who was a quote, a Torah Jew. Anyone who understand the nature of the Creator God. Even if they didn't understand the depths of it, they didn't want anybody to understand that they were creating the image of a God in their spirit, having a physical existence on this plane of existence. They wanted to then replace them with a Luciferic idea, an agnostic idea, a communist idea. So the state of Israel was originally sponsored with the the Soviet, the actual communist Soviet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And their idea was to create an agnostic Luciferian society where they follow the highest tenets of Babylonian Kabbalah, which means that they themselves are God. Okay? In other words, they replace God because, therefore, they are the energetic intelligence force that's willing to use good or evil, following Shabbatai Zvi, you know, the false anti-Messiah of 1666, and Jakob Frank, to actually create a world order where, quote, these Luciferic Kabbalists would control the world. And that's what's happening now. You can see it with the financial system, you can see it with the political system, you can see with everything. That these Luciferic Satanists, the two groups at the very top are Teutonic Knights that think they're bloodline descendants through Yeshua HaMashiach Jesus and King David. That's one group, where they're all the royals of Europe, and the other group are the Sabbatane Luciferic Satanists, Satanic Jews.
Okay.
Okay? Those people run the world.
Led by the Pope, right?
Led by the Pope and the Black Pope and the Knights of Malta, and they're totally controlling it, and they're interacting at such a level that they literally have physical presence of these demonic reptilian beings right even in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right in, you know, and people need to understand when you get these deepest underground bases. I had one Canadian engineer who actually controls and engineers and takes care of the Aurora Space Fleet to fly out of our underground bases in central Germany in the Black Forest and fly to our moon bases and onto Mars. And he's terrified to come on the show, and I've been talking to him for the last couple of years, but he's shown me enough technical information and facts and sent me stuff that I know that his story is real, right? So I'm going to repeat it. After 10 months of psychological testing, they finally said, well, now you're in the deepest of these dumb one bases, and we're going to bring you down to the final level. And he gets down there, and all these beings are right there in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just like that of Star Wars. Okay? It's mm-hmm. really crazy, but he said it's real. And he said, why won't you come on and tell us? Because he said, I don't want to shatter people's religious beliefs. As I said, well, I do want to shatter them, because mm-hmm. it's a sacred cow, and in fact, their religion, whether they're this group of Christians, or this group of Jews, or this group of Buddhists, they're all wrong. They're all wrong. In other words, I call it real lies going on. It doesn't mean you throw the baby with the bathwater like Bill Maher in his movie that's coming out this week called Religious, you know, where he says anybody who's religious is a fool. They're an idiot. Mm-hmm. Because of all the foolishness that religions are doing, like I call them the Armageddonites, that are supposedly Christians, that believe that they have to bathe the world in blood and fire.
Right.
Or the Sabbateans that think, well, we'll just pull the Samson option and go down to our underground bases because they got a ton of them down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the Illuminists to think, well, who cares if we blow up the world? We'll just go to our underground bases and we'll survive. And then we'll come back up a decade or a century like the Morlocks of the time, you know, the movie, H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
Hmm.
And it's insanity, because they're not going to survive what's going to come. They're not going to survive it, okay? And they need to grasp that what we're heading for here is, unless they take up the scepter of what they are and the power that they have to decide for life, just like Moses when he took the six tribes of in Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, put between the amount of cursings and the amount of blessings. He said, today choose life. In other words, he's not taking away their choice. He's saying, you need to grow up. You need to stop talking about easy be.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Legalism, prosperity gospel, all this other foolishness, and you need to start talking about relating to other humans. You can't fund a country on a credit note to go and kill 1.5 million Iraqis. You cannot decide to invade Iran when we know that they hit the Bashar reactor and 450 targets. I got my military contacts inside there and experts that have told me in the last 4 to 6 weeks that it'll kill between 1.5 to 15 million in the first 2 weeks, and it could be as high as 32 billion plus, and the radiation cloud will go downwind and move directly through Yemen all the way through to Saudi Arabia and heading down toward China and Japan.
And that's after an Israeli strike?
Right. Is
that
what they're talking about? What happens is if they start, they have to, the Americans are already pre-positioned there.
Okay.
But so the thing is, what this will do...
So how can this be prevented?
It can be prevented. Well, the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to try to bring us to the brink of destruction and then start a peace treaty to divide the land. And and what happened is Omer has already promised that he's going to let this go through within 12 months of him leaving before the government transitioned to the next prime minister, which means we have a time window of probably 11 months now where they're going to actually put in the final treaty to divide the city of Jerusalem and divide the state of Israel. Mm-hmm. That's setting the detonator. You can't do that. If you do that, you guarantee a thermonuclear war, chemical biological scalar war that's going to end civilization on this planet. You cannot divide the land of the state of Israel. You have to have an inclusive government that can include Arabs and Christians and Jews and people from Baha'i and whatever. And Palestinians. And you have to not make them feel like third world citizens, or that if they intermarry, you know, or whatever, or if they evangelize, they're going to end up in jail or whatever. In other words, you have to have dialogue between people and not have a apartheid, which is what they have there.
Yeah. I haven't understood you there personally. If you're saying that the state of Israel becomes divided, what's the connection between that and the inevitability of a huge war?
Because Israel will be pushed to the point when the conflict reaches its culmination that it will start the trigger for a thermonuclear conflict.
Between who?
Between all of these great nations. It's a bipolar world. We have right now the Western Alliance of the Illuminati with, you know, Britain and America and all of their allies. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, we have the Shanghai Cooperation Group with Russia, China, and all their sphere of influence. So it's not a unipolar world, it's a bipolar world, mm-hmm. Okay? And people need to know this. One of the things that happened back in the spring of 1999, I was taken supernaturally, actually, through the ground and saw the geological formations and the oil at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And there's a lot of oil there. 27.2 trillion barrels, and it's renewable, okay? And it's from the fault line that runs all the way from Turkey right through to Kenya to Lake Victoria, okay? And the Dead Sea itself was created when the oil came up, the magma actually from the oil field, magma hit along that fault line when the earth shifted back at the time of Abraham. It actually hit that fault line and caused an explosion equal to 500,000 Nagasakis. The guy that told me that was the head of the Israeli oil company. okay? Franco, who discovered all the oil fields in Zohar, all the oil fields down in the Sinai Peninsula.
So hi, Kelsey. They're actually not using that oil, right?
They've actually, afterwards, I was asked to go over there when I, you know, gave this one of my presentations on the radio show with Stan Johnson by Hayseed Stevens and the Israeli Oil Company and Ariel Sharon. I was actually asked to go to Israel and say a prayer at the southwest end of the Dead Sea at the bottom of Mount Sodom, which I did on Rosh Hashanah, right at sundown, and blow the shofar and actually say this Hebrew prayer. And I did that, and I warned them. I said, "Now I'm a prophet, and I'm telling you, if you try to expose to the world that this oil is here, you're going to precipitate an immediate war. You're going to have millions of people coming in here because there's more oil there than the whole world put together." Right?
Okay, but you're exposing that right now.
I'm exposing it now because it has to be exposed. Okay. It's a time now to expose it because what's going on now is there's a number of things in motion now that probably in less than a year they're going to sign the final treaty. Mm-hmm. If they sign that treaty, and it's also tied to other events happening around 2012, because as we pass through the center point of the galactic plane, there's a great danger that we're going to have geomagnetic collapse of the magnetic field around the Earth. We're also going to have very, very high risk in the next, you know, several years of major solar mass ejections that trigger off super earthquakes and super tsunamis. Mm. Very, very high risk of that, okay?
Right.
Yeah. We've been told this independently.
Right.
Yeah.
So people need to know that, you know, things that happen on the spiritual level also descend and have effects on the energetic and the physical level. And as we get into wrong timelines and make wrong decisions corporately, we move along those timelines towards things that can be very destructive. So what I tell people right now is not the time to flee, but there's going to be incredible pain because they're moving toward the Amaro. I've already talked to people very reliable. They've already seen the Amaro notes in Mexico City.
Mm. So you're here in Oceanside, California, right?
Because I was told to be here.
And why? Could you?
I know partially why. Okay. The way it happened is back in February, my wife is very intuitive too. She told me, he said, "Bill, we're supposed to move." I said, "Well, I don't want to move. I'm comfortable." So I didn't really want to move from Denver to go back home, but I was with my mom before she died in October a year ago. And so I went to sleep that night, and I said, "God, tell me why." And he did. He sent me the angel, and the angel told me, "You're going to go to Oceanside Vista." I said, "I don't want to go there. I don't even know anybody there. There's not even any jobs there or anything that I want to do there." Right? He said, and he started laughing at me, right? And cracking jokes, and, you know, because people need to know that they're watching us and they know the future that we don't know, right? And a lot of times we probably wouldn't do things that we want to do because some of the stuff we have to do is pretty painful and messy.
So what's going down that brings you here?
Well, part of it is being here now so you could even do this taping. Okay. Because there's people here that have to wake up that are going to have to hear this message, yep, to know that I'm called to actually call it what's called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. I'm one to call the witnesses. Now, I'm going to back this up a bit so you'll get an understanding of just how important this meeting is tonight. In the first century, my family were in this 24 family cycle of the Kohanim that actually served in the temple at the time of Yeshua. And a prophecy was given directly by Emmanuel, directly to my ancestor, that was written down in the first century and passed on all the way through to my great uncle Michael, who died in the 70s. That was supposed to be given to me because I was the eldest of the eldest. His brother thought he was the one called to give this word, which is to blow the trumpet of Elijah and actually tell people about the coming new age, the new world that was going to come up, a world of peace where there wouldn't be, lack or all these things. And that was passed down for almost 19 centuries, right? That person is me, okay? And the reason why I know that is because at 8 and a half, when I had my tonsil surgery done, I had a French surgeon who was operating on the Colchester County Hospital. They cut an artery in my neck and I bled to death. Okay? It was a little guillotine style thing where they pulled the tonsils through with tongs, cut it off, and I had an aberrant artery and I bled to death. And I went down the tunnel of light, and of course, the way it happened is all of a sudden I'm floating over the operating room table. I'm looking down, I can see this little boy, and I see blood spurting everywhere. And I'm thinking, gee, that looks like me. And I didn't feel any pain. And then I, all of a sudden, I'm standing there and I'm walking around trying to talk to the nurses and doctors, and nobody would pay attention to me. So I'm getting very frustrated. So I walked toward the door. As I walked toward the door, I just went right through it. So I turned right and I walked down the hall and I saw the nursery and I saw these babies all bound up tight in their side, and the nurses were trying to keep them real, you know, because one starts, they all start to cry. And they all had little different colored blankets on them. So one baby started to cry and they all started to cry. And all of a sudden, everything started to fade into inky black, a black so black you could feel it. And I felt like I was being squinched through a pinhole, right? And then all of a sudden, I cried out, you know, God, you know where I am? Something terrible's happening, right? And I saw a pinpoint of light, and all of a sudden, it was these intersecting crimson lines. And I'm going down this tunnel light, and I said, it's too fast, God, too fast. And then all of a sudden, I'm in this place of light, and across on the other side of this space, there's a man standing there, you know, almost glowing light. And he had a broad golden sash with a double-corded belt and his, you know, I call brass-like sandals. And he had, his forehead was kind of, it almost looked like there were puncture marks. It was still swollen, and you could see where his beard was plucked out. He had reddish hair, just like the best way to describe him would be a Norwegian, only had olive-colored skin. He looked like a big, you know, rock-hard, kind of 3% body mass kind of carpenter with big hands and big knuckles. He looked like a guy that could, you know, make anything, right? Only it fell to the middle part of his arm and leg. And as he appeared, there was a big chasm appeared in these clouds because it was all light all around. And I saw this little wooden bridge. And he said, don't cross the wooden bridge or the silver cord will break. And I said, what's that? And he says, I will bring it into your remembrance. Because in other words, because you know everything. You just have to remember it. I remember going down the tunnel of light. I can remember this cord that seemed to come out from the base of my brain and my throat. And it went down. It was like a cord of water. He called it a cord of living waters. It was like a neon cord that kind of scintillated with light, right? And he said, if you go, you won't be able to return. And I said, where am I? He said, you're at the gates of paradise or heaven, the eternal now, where there is no past, no present or future, but everything that you think immediately is, right? So I said, well, can you show me? So all of a sudden, he's holding me by his right hand, and I'm flying over the Golden City, and I can see everything. And I would say, because there's no time, space, he showed me worlds, beings, planets, civilizations that I'm going to talk about a little bit today, but literally the amount of things he showed me about the universe is an elemental particle in a yet larger universe, that he told me about time, space, he told me about quantum physics, he told me everything. That's why I was about to go into nuclear physics at MIT. Okay? Yep. He showed me beings that, you know, later on in life, I saw that in Star Wars, okay? Because these things did exist. I saw them. I was there to their worlds. I can't tell you how long it was, but in lineal time, it had to be many centuries that I spent there. It wasn't a matter of a few minutes, like some people have these near-death experiences. I was there for an indeterminate period of time. It was so long. You know, the amount of things, and I only talk about a very tiny portion of what I know because it's so beyond the pale of human understanding of civilizations and worlds and things that people cannot even grasp. So I don't talk about it.
Okay, so
all of a sudden,
you went to this place.
So after I'm back, now all of a sudden he's back on his side, now I'm back on my side. I'm thinking, okay, after this indeterminate time, I'm back on my side. And I said, well. And then he spoke to me telepathically. He didn't have to speak. And I said, well, what is your decision?
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered to numerous storms will continue. In fact, the rain chances even continue in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 74. Then tomorrow, we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous storms with locally heavy downpours. Be flexible. Have a plan B and watch out for lightning. The high temperature tomorrow in the upper 80s. Low tomorrow night, 74. And then on Monday, not much change. Still a generous supply of showers and storms. That continues Tuesday as well. Then relief later in the week. Get our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. It has current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Plus, push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Decision, and I said, I want to do the right thing. And I said, well, if I'm going to go back, what am I to do? And all of a sudden, he's holding me with his hand again. I'm giddy. I'm looking. We must be about 400 miles above the earth. And I look down. This time he had on a thing, a talis. And I never said know what a talis was because I was raised a little Roman Catholic boy, right? So I saw this talis and it was splattered with blood on it. And this talis, which is a prayer shawl. And I looked down over the earth and I could see the edge of the horizon shimmering across the dark of space. And I said, and he said, behold my blue jewel, the earth, right? And I said, it's alive. He says, yes, you know, right? In other words, the earth is a living thing, right?
Sure.
Right? I said, and I heard a voice behind me that said, and it sounded like a deep voice of one of the, called the angelic. And he says, behold the voice of the seven thunders. So the first time he said, behold, and he held his hand like this. And I don't know what that symbol means, but he held his index and his middle finger and pointed down toward the earth. And he said, behold. And all of a sudden, I saw fireballs rising off the earth everywhere, but particularly across continental America. A lot of them. And I thought, oh, this is a light show. I mean, it's great. I'm a little kid here. I'm still in my little hospital gown from having my surgery. and I'm a fear floating up in space, and I'm looking down over, and I see all these fireballs. And then he looked back at me sternly like, you don't get it. The important part is our civilization has been conceived almost like in a spiritual womb, Earth. And the timeline that we are selecting corporately will decide whether or not we're stillborn or aborted, or whether our civilization will move on to join the Beni Elohim, the Council of the Eschaton, the advanced civilizations that are literally the incarnation of the creator of the universe, in whatever form, whether they're human, non-human, other civilizations. Because at some point, we're going to, quote, have contact. Well, how do we have contact? What I'm presenting is that this is the transition point from, quote, the past, which is religion, which is based on ignorance. You know, like the Buddhists try to say, a lot of people say I'm a Buddhist, but I'm not, is that all pain and suffering is due to ignorance. The real problem is that in a future where we have a total understanding of ourselves and the nature of the universe, there's not even room for religion, because religion is like recipe cards. It's irrelevant. It's like, this is my past history, these are my recipe cards. It's dogma. It's replacing the ever-present knowledge of what is right or wrong, because you don't need to be told.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
So let's get back. The key why Israel is so important is because Israel is an object lesson for the whole planet. Israel is, if you want to call it, it purposely set up to be the nexus decision point of civilization.
Okay.
And how that is handled determines whether or not our civilization moves forward. If you look at America right now, the $1 trillion debt of these wars, since 9/11, the people who put the bombs in the building were under orders from Project Omega, which is the overseeing agency of all of the secret agencies on the planet.
Run by the Vatican.
The ones who put the bombs in the building were contracted. They could have been any secret agency, but they happened to be very experienced Israeli Mossad nuclear agents to put the nuclear bombs in the World Trade Center. Okay? Now, they do that because they want to have a hatred of Jewish people. And I'm not an anti-Semite. I have Jewish blood, Iranian blood, Median blood, etc. So I have.
Why would the Mossad want hatred of Jewish people?
It's part of their dialectic of control. Mm-hmm. Just like the death of millions of Jews in the Second World War was actually at the hands of not only the Sabbateans, who want to cleanse the whole, if you want to call it, the whole people of Israel, of anyone who, quote, had any religious Torah belief in the Creator God. So they had an anti-Messiah, an anti-God, a we are God. The real purpose of the Kabbalah, if you want the highest levels, which is the highest level of all Masonry, is Kabbalah, right? Is that we are, the revelation is you are the Luciferic satanic power. You don't need to go to a higher God, you are God. Hmm. Right?
Okay, now.
Which is very different, right?
If this is all about Israel being an example, right in center stage,
right.
Okay, for everyone to look at and everyone to learn from with all kinds of things at stake, what can the ordinary person do to influence these choreographed events? The people watching this, who are even very aware, very well informed, some of the most aware, most informed people around,
well,
they'll be saying, well, what can I do? This is all being set in train.
The real issue, it comes out of one real simple thing. It comes out with what are they going to do personally to come out of religion? Okay? Religion is the toxic poison of the modern world. And people say, well, we're talking in terms of spirituality like a prophet, like Israel. But people understand Yeshua himself, Jesus, was not religious.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He was a spiritual leader.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? He was leading people away from religion to relationship.
Yeah.
Okay? And any of the great leaders, even if they only had a tiny portion of that, tried to teach similar pieces of it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, prophets or people who were spiritual leaders that were the native peoples or in China or elsewhere, you're talking about, they all basically had a portion of that truth. The greatest portion that was ever released was the fullness of the Father in the flesh, Yeshua HaMashiach Jesus, which is why the whole of the Old Testament and New all point back toward him, because he was a great teacher. Now, what's happening in our world right now is that everything happening in our world, was financial collapse, control matrix, technologies, everything is all centered around Israel. Everything, okay? In fact, the two great empires of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the Western Empire are all meeting there, and the goal of the Teutonic Knights, which are the Knights of Malta, is to have a great temple there where they can set up the world government from their temple. Weird, hey? But it's happening because it's happening in the spiritual realm above, and as above, below. It's also descending and happening in the physical realm, because we have to answer this question correctly, which is to transcend technology, we need to transcend religion to spiritual relationship. And we need to understand that when God is speaking, whether it's through the ancient peoples of Israel or the Hopi Indians or whatever, he's speaking to them, and they only have their portion. They have to understand God is speaking a language of history, a language of to their spirits, a language of knowing things, or if they do not transcend spiritually, they're going to die together.
So what these people can do that are listening to this is basically reconnect with the Creator.
And also stop buying into the Armageddonite idea. We're going to have a rapture. We have to be bathed with fire. The Luciferic idea is somehow that I can decide what is good or evil. That is the foolishness of the, quote, the super scientist, the technician, the Illuminati, the people in these black op projects that think that they can decide for the rest of the planet. And surely we're deciding because we're building underground bases so we'll survive going through the galactic plane. They're not going to survive because I can guarantee you that the council will not allow them to survive no matter what they do if there's not a transition of their heart. It's the exact same message as Yeshua HaMashiach gave, which is, unless your hearts are changed, your world will die.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's what's at stake.
That's what's at stake. And we're talking about not just the death of a person, I call it omnicide, not just the death of a family, not just the death of a nation, not just the death of mankind or every living thing, but the death of the spiritual entities that are incarnated into the beings here in this world. It's literally a spiritual abortion that's being done on the planet. Mm-hmm. And if you see the transdimensionals, the satanic Luciferic transdimensionals have harassed and intervened and abducted. And I mean, people say, well, why do the abduction phenomena seem so malicious? It's because they're demonic. I mean, you might use the term demonic from the Bible, but in every culture you'll find these things going on, and they're intensifying, including, you know, not only our vehicles up there, like the TR-3, which is these giant triangles, and the Aurora and other ones, but there's a ton of these other vehicles because they're here watching for the show. They're here for the show. They're here in the birthing room, ready to see if there's going to be a delivery or an abortion of the planet. Okay? That's what's going on.
Yes.
Okay?
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine and Yamaha, revs your heart.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I really hope that everyone listened and enjoyed that. There was so much information. I'm going to post this on our Clear in the Air Facebook page because this is just the center part of three parts that he spoke. Excellent stuff. There's so much in there. I don't know where to begin. His near-death experience, everything. It's incredible. And so much of what he said is validated stuff Postman's told us, you know, over the past 6 or 7 months. So it's very information-rich material. There is so much going on. And as we have told you, I know I've told you and Postman's told you, we are so powerful. We're not gods. We're not gods. There's only one God, okay? We're not gods. We're not going to be gods. But we're going to be enhanced the way we were before the fall in the Garden of Eden. I personally believe that, I think scientists say we have 6 or 8 strands of DNA, and they're all inactive but two. I think God, the creator, the CEO of a creation incorporated, that's all caps, God, I think he disabled those. When we fail, that was what he did to us. And I think they're going to be fired back up. But what you need to realize as a human being, number one, life is sacred. Life comes from God, the creator, the prime creator, the God, and that's all caps. Life is so, so sacred. That's why the enemy is pushing abortion, because they harvest the energy of those innocent beings, innocent human beings. They capture their soul, their energy. They harvest it. I mean, that's just the best word for it. Life is sacred, folks. It is so sacred. That's why the enemy wants depopulation. That's why he wants all the stuff going on where people are killing each other left and right. He wants us at each other's throat. A couple of reasons. Number one, life sacred. He goes against everything the Bible and God stands for. Number two, depopulation. The Georgia Guidestones is Satan's Ten Commandments. They want to depopulate this planet. They're well on their way. Look at all the stuff we're finding in foods. Look at the stuff coming out of the air. Look at the stuff in the water. It's not rocket science. They're killing us. They're making us sick. The best way, here's how they look at it. Instead of just outright killing us, it's better for them to make us sick, a slow, agonizing death. That way we'll spend every dime we have buying their pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
Taking every dime out of our pockets and emptying our checking accounts, because it's all about money. Yes. This way, it's a win-win for them. Mm-hmm. It's a lose-lose for us. That's what they're doing. Wake up, folks. This is what's happening. You know, this isn't rocket science. This isn't new. So many people, when the book came out in the early 70s, late 60s, none dare call it conspiracy. He was talking about this stuff. Nobody paid attention. When the doctor, and I can't ever remember, Stanley Monteith, mm-hmm. Dr. Stan, was talking about all this. Nobody paid attention. Folks, we got to wake up. God has given us the tools. We are so powerful. The pineal gland, why do you think they're putting fluoride in everything? It calcifies the pineal, and it stops it from being what it's supposed to be, and that's our communication with our Creator. It's very important. That's why they're putting fluoride in the water. It has nothing to do with dental care. That's ridiculous. Again, it goes back to what I told you. Nothing is more valuable and more validating to you than your own experiences. When you see things, don't let them tell you you didn't see what you saw. Don't do that. Don't let them do that to you. It's very important. But we are so powerful. We've got to get together. Why do you think there's always, the media is always playing up a racial angle, a religious angle? There's some kind of angle there.
Exactly.
They want to keep us divided.
That's it.
That's what they have to do. If we ever all get together, we can stop this. You know, off mic, Postman was saying, we could have stopped this thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
We could have.
And, you know, that's part of what I've been saying, what Terry just said, you know, since I've been on the air. And people, it's religion. It's religion. All the religions have been hijacked. All the religions have been infiltrated, and we have our own connection to our prime creator.
Yes,
you heard it. You heard Bill Deagle said that Earth was a womb. And how many times I said on the show that the Earth has several womb chakras.
Yep,
areas, you know, where the energy is most strongest, and. And talking about the sun and how the souls migrate from heaven to the encoded into the sun, and then they migrate here to the planet to incarnate the body that's inside the womb, And it is a sacred thing, and they know that once they were disconnected, you know, from God millions of years ago, they had to have a food source. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to directly to a food source to them. We are it, people. And the thing is, we have got to cut religion. We've got to cut it out of our lives, because if you don't, it's going to rot your brain. People, wake up. Please wake up.
Yes, religion. Here's what you have to understand, and this was an epiphany for me, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. There's a difference between spirituality and religion. Spirituality is the relationship you have with the Creator. That's when you get on your knees and you lay it all out before God and you say, God, help me, you're my Creator, only you understand, and you lay your life out before Him. That's spirituality. That's what Martin Luther, when he nailed that thesis on the door, that's what that's all about. The church doesn't control you. That's what they want to do. Don't let them. God is what's in control. Turn it all over to God. Religion is what happens when an inherently sinful man gets involved in the relationship that you're supposed to have with your Creator. That's what religion does. Religion bad, spirituality good. That's the God's honest truth. What church is supposed to be is supposed to be when you have your connection with the Creator, you're talking to God, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. People just like you that have had the same experience, that's bouncing off the wall because they're just so happy and they're filled with the Spirit. They want to get together with other people that are filled with the Spirit, and they want to talk about it, and they want to just commune with one another. That's what church is supposed to be. It's not about warming a pew and singing a song. That's not what it's about. It's about your relationship with God. That's what everything is supposed to be about. They've taken that from it. They've turned it into a pagan ceremony. It's what, well, I can't say that for every church, but a lot of churches are pagan ceremonies. They're not telling you the truth. Why can't you go to a church right now and hear any of what we just heard? Why not?
Because you're not going to hear it. And I'm going to actually hit you where you live right now. But I've said this once before, but I think one of the most powerful expressions of worship to our prime creator is to actually use these football stadiums for what they should have been built for in the first place.
Amen.
Now think about it. If we were to take Jordan Hare and Brian Diddy, that's nearly 200,000 people. I mean, think about how powerful that expression would be to our creator. And who knows? We may be spared from a whole lot of stuff that might happen here in Alabama if we were to actually do that. But the thing is, we're just caught up in our everyday lives,
and that's caught by
up
design.
Caught up in the things that we're doing, caught up in our electronics, and that just the way it is. It's just a human thing to do, but we need to break free, people. We need to break free.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think it was John Lennon that said, life is what happens in between your everyday, all the crap you have to do to be a human. And that's exactly right. You miss it all because you're so caught up in the dogmas and all the way everything is supposed to be. Well, who said it's supposed to be that way? Who came up with this formula? Who said that things have to be this way? I guarantee it wasn't God. It was the other guy. It's the other guy, our enemy. Remember, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the spirituality, the spiritual beings in heavenly realms. I mean, he flat out told us who our enemy was. Well, our enemy's here. He's running things. And all this stuff is designed to keep you from knowing what we're trying to tell you. That's what it's all about, is to keep you from knowing God, who you really are, why you're here, and what a great, wonderful, incredibly powerful being you really are. Because we have God's DNAs encoded in us. When this enhancement, whatever's coming, when God turns it back on, you'll understand. Everything will be understandable to you. But it's not right now, because especially if you listen to the mainstream media, you're so lost. Not just lost, you're so caught up in disinformation. You think Trump's bad, Strzok's good. They've got everything turned around backwards because the enemy controls it. 95% of everything you read, hear, read, all of that is controlled by 6 families. And they all have the elite bloodlines or the fallen angelic bloodlines. They're the bad guys. Thankfully, Blue Water Broadcasting is an independent studio. Nobody tells us what we can and can't say. Mr. Peters has been wonderful about it. He's never complained at all about anything I've said. Of course, I haven't said the M word yet. Maybe we won't ever get there. We'll see. But so far, so good. But we're so fortunate to have this studio here that I guarantee I couldn't go to the other big stations and talk about this. They wouldn't let me. Rick will, and that's good. So if any of these sponsors have a need that can be that you have that they can fill, please, please go to our sponsors and spend your money with them because they spend their money here. That keeps us on the air. It's very important.
And remember, people, the word dogma is am God spelled backwards.
Yep. There's a reason that it's that way. You know, something else, Postman, I think Jason sent me something this week that said, isn't it interesting that the two of the key ingredients in the chemtrails, the aluminum and the barium, the initials, chemical initials are BAAL, B-A-A-L.
Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. Oh, always when you call. You on the road? I find that so hard to believe. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Said what?
There's a few.
Oh, really?
A few.
Awesome,
some
man.
Some guys at the prison camp.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What's my crime? Okay. Yes. Right. Yes.
There was something that was I saw on YouTube, which is I have to when I have more time, I got to talk to you in person about this because this is such a great example of someone being interviewed on CBS by Charlie Rosen, who the woman is.
Yeah,
it's Michio Kaku who was being interviewed.
Oh, he's let some good stuff out.
Oh, he let this thing out, and then all of a sudden you realize that, and they go, oh well, this is just a ledge. Oh yeah, it's just a ledge.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this whole thing, if you know, and we talk about this at church, if we knew who we really were,
yep,
as Christians, who we were created to be,
yep,
Satan has no power, the demonic have no power,
that's right,
no authority, no dominion over us except what we give them.
That's right.
And so
they trick us into giving it to them.
Right. And until we fully realize who we are, of course Satan loves religion because this is how he confuses man into thinking that this is the way to go. You don't need God. You just sit in there and listen to this guy. You don't really have to get deeply into it. You don't have to have a relationship. But like I said,